Time for bed. I was falling asleep watching the TV. It's 10 past 10 on Saturday night here. I need to go and get the Swofago out the kitchen. Go and scrub my fingernails. So, a bit of bad news about the old motorhome today. Tried to drill... Well, the intention was to jigsaw a section out of the internal cabinetry in order to get into the LPG tank area in order to unlock the door. But the problem we have is the LPG tank cabinet is lined in with a metal box. So you can't drill into it. So looks like we're going to have to drill out the lock. Brilliant. So I'm not too chuffed about that. But I thought, you know, I thought all the time that, you know, the conclusion would be to drill the lock out. I don't think I'll do it. I think I'll pay someone to do that for me. Good night, everybody. Cat. Up the stairs. Oh, clink, clink. Where is the sun boy? Is he sleeping? The sun boy, he sleeps sweetly in the night. So the girls are still up at their grandma's. Sarah's going to go up there on Monday. Whilst I unfortunately have to work. In preparation for my trip away abroad. There's no real need. Oh, ding ding ding. Message from McColgan. Yes. Oh, I forgot the Swofago. Not so good. Just have to scrub extra hard. Put you there. So, what have we got planned for tomorrow then? Well, we're going to doctors first. Well, maybe a nurse. Hang on. Huh? No, I just like to scrub my fingernails. Where?
Your head.
A moth on the ceiling. I don't really want to touch a wet hand, but out you go. Yeah, so take Harry to the doctor's tomorrow to have his dressing on his little hand changed. Because he should be going every day. I think it's every day. Is it every day he has to go? Yeah, Sarah says she was. So, change the... Oh, this is one of the things I wanted to talk about, actually. Servicing the car. Now, I think, you know, it's not a difficult thing to do. When I say servicing, I shouldn't say that, really, should I? I don't like... Change the oil filter, which you should do anyway. Clean and change the air filter. So on that Fiat Ducato, it's easy job. I had a bit of a drama though, I will admit. I could not get the oil filter off for love nor money, and had a bit of an accident with the oil filter. I bought an attitude. I didn't have an attitude.
I heard you shouting at it.
Eh?
I heard you shouting.
I didn't shout at it. I didn't have an attitude. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Vielleicht, Morgan. Morgan Froh. Right, so basically, let me narrate this, wife of me, Sarah. I was just telling all the people of Audioboo Land, the moral of the story is here, right? Don't buy a chain wrench to remove your oil filter. Because all they do is bite into it, tear it open, and pour oil all over the place. Because that's what happened to me today. Buy a strap oil filter wrench. And all it'll do, if anything, is crush it if you're pushing that hard. Or pulling whatever to undo the oil filter. And so the chain one just tore a flipping gash into it. But notwithstanding that, that oil filter was on like you would not believe. It took all my strength to wind it off. Putting away the Kleidung. Kleidung. Clothes. Lots of pants. In the drawer. Yeah, so, the sump plug, holy cow, that was easy to get off. I've always had drama with sump plugs. That was easy to get off. I bought all of the servicing items from different places. I bought a fuel filter. That's for another day. I don't actually think it needs changing. The one that's on looks fairly new. When I say new, I'm talking, it's not more than 2 years old. But I've bought the fuel filter, so I might as well change it. But that involves taking things to bits in order to get to the fuel filter. So I bought the air filter, which is the size of a dustbin, from Euro Car Parts. I bought the fuel filter from Halfords. And they were all Halfords own products. The oil that came out of the van was black, but I mean, look, it's going to turn black. It wasn't very viscous though, which tells me that, you know, it's only going to be a year old, if anything. Right, one thing to report about this battery is that this is the brightest light in the world. That is flipping. The light of the digital percentage. Holy cow. It's lighting up the whole room. Need to put a big gaffer tape over that. Well bright. So the oil. Oil out. And the other problem was the oil filler cap in the engine isn't very obvious. And that's because it's not marked. But, and you would expect it to be yellow, wouldn't you? The dipstick goes through the middle of it, so you undo the oil filler cap, and then the dipstick is part. Well, I don't want to say part of it, but it sits in it. It's cradled into it. So it was fairly easy job. The air filter's massive. It's like it's over a foot long. It's like flipping 35-40 centimeters long. Huge thing. And what I did notice was that the air filter that was in it wasn't that bad, to be honest, but it was damp. And I think I know the reason why. There's a rubber seal, I think it could do with changing, but I don't know that you would be able to get that kind of seal. It's a ring, a rubber ring that resembles an elastic band more than anything else. And at one point in its kind of cradle, it had not seated correctly. And then obviously whoever changed the air filter last had pushed the... Flipping hell, that's just got brighter. Oh, it's just changed numbers. 96. Oh, so that's going down. The percentage on the battery's going down quite quick, actually. And they've pushed the air filter lid back on. As it's not been seated correctly, it's kind of they've kind of put a couple of creases in it, so you have to be really careful when you put it back on. Insofar as when you put the lid of the air filter back on, and it doesn't adjust, it doesn't fit properly, and you kind of take it, you know, kind of shuffle it about to find its correct seating, that that seal would unseat itself, and then you have to go through the whole rigmarole of pushing it back in into its place. So I've actually managed that tonight there, and I think that might have been the problem why wet might have been getting into the air filter. So wet air filter means, you know, the car can't breathe properly. Ergo, it uses more fuel. Hi, Sarah. What are you looking at? Oh, face poo. Sarah,
No,
listen.
Where's the Bulford wreck?
I don't know. But Sarah noticed one of these group postings before. What did the woman say? She looks after 2 and 3 year olds.
2 to 3 year olds.
She looks after 2 to 3 year olds, but what is that in months? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What time are we on now? 22 what?
22.
All the twos, 2, 2, 2, 2. Sarah has a little smile. That kind of thing that excites her, clearly. All the simple things here, Sarah. 2, yeah, you're right.
That's why I like you. Because you're simple. Ow.
Come on, I'll just punch you. Just
your head off.
Just some little punches, Sarah. Come on. I'm not really punching her, of course.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Shut up. I'll knock you out.
Exactly. Punch.
Right, what are we doing tomorrow?
Taking Harry to the doctor.
Go to the doctor's. You want to fuel the motor car for your trip
before
up.
You have to check it before.
We have to check it over. Put some screen wash in.
Hoover. All your biscuit crumbs are in there.
My biscuit crumbs. Cheeky tinker. Sarah's biscuit crumbs all over the place. And pie crumbs. Your pie crust
crumbs.
I don't
crumbs.
Even
eat pie.
Pie crust crumbs. Always in a passenger footwell. Always in a passenger footwell, Sarah.
Because I always drive.
You do? You drive that car more than me, I think.
Exactly.
All your pies.
I don't eat pies.
Who ate all the pies? Who ate all the pies? You ate all the pies.
No, it's cupcakes, not pies.
Cupcake stuff. Right, so what are we doing tomorrow? 9 o'clock, we're going to take him to get his dressings changed.
Yeah.
You want to fuel the car.
The cream.
Eh?
Remember his cream.
Can we, I need to drive the motor home.
Ring the locksmith.
I'm not going to ring the locksmith. Tomorrow.
There's no call-out charge.
No.
He can just come Monday night, and it'll be cheaper.
Right, okay.
But he can just quote you.
Yeah.
If they could do it in Amesbury, I reckon they would have told you that they could drill it out.
Yeah, I could drill the lock out.
Not unless you've got glasses. Checked your eyes.
I have.
Where?
In that drawer over there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Glasses to protect your eyes. I tell you what, right? Just.
I don't mean sunglasses.
Oh, you need goggles.
I mean
goggles.
It said.
You need PPE. Right. What's that in his wrist there, or her wrist? What is that thing?
North Yorkshire Police.
No, what's the band?
North Yorkshire Police.
Okay.
Summer of safety. Don't jump into a swimming pool when you've been drinking, probably.
Why not? It's good for you. It's a good laugh.
You might drown. allegedly.
All right then. So what else are we doing tomorrow? I need to get all my stuff out for Monday.
Yeah, apparently we're going to have storms.
Oh. Who ate all the pie crusts?
So you're going to be on the area in the storms.
Oh, brilliant. Outdoors, all week, in the wet.
It's actually only wet.
Saturday?
Monday, Tuesday, Sunday.
Oh, okay, just the days that I'm outside. Excellent.
Oh, well, there's only an 80% chance. And thunder.
Oh, brilliant.
And lightning.
Okay, all right, I'm going to bed now. Say goodnight to Audio Boonus, the peoples.
If you don't hear from Richard after Wednesday, it's because he got hit by lightning.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.